On Wednesdays, we talk about the workplace, and today we're back with organizational psychologist Ben Dettner to talk about your workplace problems. Ben, welcome back to Morning Edition.
Thanks, Steve. Good to be here.
And, of course, we get letters from listeners, some of whom do not want their identities disclosed because they're asking about their jobs, about their bosses, and so forth. And we have a listener here, Kathy, in New Mexico. And she writes, what do you do with a boss who insists on prying and wanting to know what is going on in your private life? Kathy goes on to write, I've come to the conclusion that my boss is clueless when it comes to boundaries. Maybe she's desperate to have friends, but I'm not being paid to be her friend. So how do I handle a situation like this? Ben?
Well, the first thing I would ask is it really just about your personal life, and is it really just about being friends, or is your boss concerned about your work output? Are you not delivering on time? Is the boss concerned that you're going to miss deadlines, etc.?
Well, let's see if we can pose those questions to Kathy, who's been listening on the phone from New Mexico. Kathy, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
And let's begin by getting the advice here by asking if that is a situation. Is your boss really asking you about something else?
My boss only has, from what I can see, her job, and is kind of desperate for more interpersonal relationships with people and seems to be trying to cull that from her work environment and or her clients.
So you just think your boss is lonely?
Well, yes, that. But, I do my job. I show up on time. I take care of what needs to be taken care of. But I feel really pressured, especially when I get called in and sat down and said, we're very concerned about you, and we really want to know if there's anything that we can help you with. And I'm thinking, well, yeah, if you want to go, you know, have your teeth worked on for me in my place, that would be great. You know, I don't really think that I need to really discuss why I have doctor's appointments.
Well, Ben, how do you approach that squishy situation?
You know, what you said is that your boss is clueless about boundaries, so one thing you might try to do is gingerly educate her about boundaries. So go to her and say, look, I really appreciate your concern. There's nothing going on. If there ever is anything going on, I will certainly let you know.
I have pretty much done that, but it seems to forget the lessons that I tried to teach.
Well, maybe when your boss hears you on the radio, it'll all be very different.
That may be true.
I don't know.
And one thing I would ask you, Kathy, is, you know, it seems like you face a choice, which is you can either interpret her prying as being annoying or interpret it in a positive way, that she genuinely cares about you and your well-being. So I would say, you know, thinking about what it is about her style, who she may remind you of, that makes her so annoying to you might be something worth thinking about.
I am working on that.
And so what have you thought about in that regard?
Well, I am speaking with someone. I mean, I am working on this issue of why I feel this way. Mm-hmm. Why I feel that it's an invasion of my privacy and where that is stemming from.
Right. Well, there's
a family of origin.
Absolutely. And I think in terms of family of origin, there was a very interesting article written by Michelle Conlon in Business Week several years ago called I'm a Bad Boss, Blame My Dad, about how people are increasingly thinking about how workplace relationships remind them of family relationships.
Exactly. And a lot of what is mirrored here.
Kathy from New Mexico wrote to Ben Dettner, who's our regular guest. And if you need workplace advice, write us at npr.org and just search for the word workplace.